found out he escaped, the sheriff knew which way he went, you know, and the sheriff got after him and followed him clear up there. He'd about Hancock, you know, and caught him in the mountain up there at an old settler's cabin. And this old settler didn't have any fire. And that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things like that. If anybody wants to write a book, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot of history around here to write about.
No doubt about that.
I want to try to see what I can do with, you know, just the Catoctin furnace and what happened here and what happened to it over the years and all this kind of thing.
Sandy, there was one thing I never straightened out on. You know, Mr. Sinclair and his wife come out here, and they heard I had a picture of the old charcoal furnace. Well, he's an artist. And he painted the outlines here, and he said, "No, I'll finish this up at home." And when they had it done, it was a couple of weeks later, maybe a month or so, and they brought it out. They brought it out here to show me, and it was beautiful. And she brought me a glass of orange marmalade along. She said she was making marmalade and brought me a glass along out. But I understand that Mary Cantwell got that picture. And I was up, maybe you remember, she had it up there laying in the showcase, and I said, "Mary, that's too good a picture to let it lay like that. Let me take it downtown. I'll put it behind glass." And I made a nice wall of frame, you know, and put it behind glass. And I went up there sometime a good bit later, and there, the picture was laying in there again, out with no frame. And someone, she said, "I sold a frame. Someone wanted that frame. I sold it." Could you? And I just wonder, I wonder if she still got that.
Was it a big picture?
No, it was about like that.
Oh, I don't think I ever saw
like
that.
About like that, I guess, you know. But I often wonder if she still got that. I'd like to buy it. I'd buy it off of her.
Yeah. Really?
You know, frame it. It should be framed, kept behind glass.
Yeah.
A thing like that.
And all that stuff should be gotten together and put in one place. Everything, you know.
Yeah.
If they're ever going to have any kind of a museum or anything, really, somebody. Because it gets all scattered like that. It's hard to bring everything back together and get it. So, but I have no idea. I don't know whether they're going to open the store this year or not.
I was up there 2 weeks ago, this past Sunday week, though, and nobody was there.
No. Well, the grass hasn't been cut or anything.
No. No, I'm kind of surprised there. I always look for a light, you know. There's no light in there. Well, I know nobody was in there, but no light.
I don't know. I think Nick Fraley is dickering around about maybe getting rid of those properties, but I don't know who he's, what he's planning on doing.
That old building now is just a white elephant, I guess, on his head. That old building is in bad shape. At one time there, that building nearly slid off the foundation.
Yeah, it's
that back part, you know, next to the church.
Yeah.
I was out there one time, and that was an awful bulge in there, and it was sliding off the foundation.
Yeah, it's all wet underneath there.
It's right there. And they put some new joists in there. I don't know whether they tied it together or how they got it. But that, even on this other side, you can see where it was bulging there. And up above, they had such a load up above on that floor. An awful lot of stuff. And I don't know if... I just wonder if they still got all them boxes, pasteboard boxes and everything up there like...
I think they sold most of that stuff at their sale, didn't they?
Yeah, they had sale, and I just wonder whether they sold all that. And there's where I thought that old Indian was.
But, I don't know. When they had the sale, I imagine they cleared most of those boxes and things out. Well, why don't I take this along and have a copy made of it. I will definitely, you know, get a copy so I have it to work with, because I want to bring you back your copy. And this tape was made with William and Boots Sweeney on November
23rd, 1981.
Yeah. Put
them together before you start to run that thing.
They
stoned
them.
You started to run it now.
Well, that doesn't hurt anything. Nobody's going to hear it but me.
Are you taking this to school?
Yeah.
Are you still going to school today?
What I'm doing with this is that I really wanted, I had to do something for what they call an honors thesis. And I was going to do something on Washington County, and Clem Gardner said, why don't you do Catoctin Furnace? And I said, well, everybody else in the world has done Catoctin Furnace. And then the more I worked at it, and of course with suggestions from the professors, they kind of keep you on the straight and narrow, you know. And they came up with, like, where the people went to church, what they did in their spare time, what they did for entertainment, where they came from in the first place, and all this type thing. So that's what I'm working with. Well, did your father was McClellan Sweeney, right? McClellan Sweeney was your father. Okay. And what about his father? Did his father work here at the furnace?
Tom, yes.
Tom was his father.
Thomas. Mm-hmm.
And he came, did he come here to work at the furnace?
I can't answer that.
He probably was here.
Do you know where he came from?
No.
Okay.
Everything that I know is the Sweeneys came from Ireland, and my mother's side, the Wilhides, came from Germany. That's all I know. These four brothers of the Sweeneys come over.
Oh, well, that's good. When did it,
but now how Tom was hooked into them, I don't know.
Was he a son of one of them?
Well, he was either a son or a grandson. See, I don't know that.
You don't know how many generations back they were?
I got a book that I tried to get back on. Nobody knows anything. And see, there's never nothing written down. The biggest trouble around here, and was just yet after I come up, people couldn't read.
Yeah.
They made X's for me.
Right. Right.
Even when I went to work for the company, we had any amount of the men on the railroad that couldn't read.
Well, did you start with this Potomac Edison trolley car that went up here? That's how you got with them?
No, I started in at the birch factory and got with that. That was the sad. That was the sad part. Then after I married that, I married Potomac Edison.
Oh, well, how were you involved with Potomac Edison?
I wasn't.
Oh,
birch factory.
Him, I traveled the trolley.
Oh, oh. And that's where he met you, traveling.
In the brush factory where we both worked.
Oh, you both worked in the brush factory. Ox fiber brush.
Mm-hmm. So 1928, February the 10th, I went to work for the company. 1928, married her December the 24th, 1927. Mm. That was the sad part.
Well, I don't think that's so sad, but anyway.
No, I don't know. See, Clint Miller's daddy and his people,
he doesn't know anything about where they came from either.
No, that's what I say. Whether they came here after the furnace started or whether somebody brought some of them here with the furnace like they done in the Hickory Run Manufacturing Company, the old steam mill. Here they brought them down from Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and places like that.
Is that that's when Assard Sipler and all that bunch came in?
Yeah, mm-hmm, stack houses. See, they came here, Frank Sykes, and the Sipler family, and I guess the stack houses were the three that.
Did they come with that bunch?
Oh, and Johnny, what was his name? But he was a single man. He came here with Tressler. And he operated the steam mill down around Yellow Springs when they had it down there.
Bill?
Part of it.
Didn't Tressler's come down with
well,
someplace?
Well, Tressler was, he's the one brought it here, I think.
Was that the same Tressler that the Bubber Tressler's father or something?
No.
He's dead.
They didn't have no children. Tressler and his wife didn't have no children.
They're dead, ain't they?
Yeah.
I thought they
were
there.
Yes, they were up in years when they came here.
They were good friends of May and Willie Kelly that run the store over here. They used to talk about them an awful lot. May Kelly.
Is she still living?
Yeah, up through Ridge Summit.
Oh, May wouldn't know that.
She does. Her daddy
is it?
Her daddy never worked for
the
Furnace.
But,
he worked for the West Maryland
Railroad. Get her started once. She can tell you a lot of things about the Furnace.
How old is she?
85 or 86
Is that right? Where's she live?
Blue Ridge Summit.
Oh, Blue Ridge Summit with their daughter, Virginia Nicodemus.
But I don't know. I've tried to find out, but they were just nothing ever kept track of, and they just come here and they worked, and that was it. Now, where they came from, nobody knows.
You never heard any tales that anybody told in your family about people?
The old houses was here. They built the houses. When they come here, the people built the houses. And the company, the war company, they built the houses, and that's all it was to it. Whether the people, they moved them here, or they built the houses, or what?
Well, I found one will in Frederick, which, of course, the man, it really didn't mean anything as far as the individual man was concerned. He was a man by the name of Simpson, and he was a single man. But he left everything. He came here in 1818.
1818?
And he worked for 10 years. In 1828, he died. But he had made this will, leaving everything to his five brothers and sisters back in Ireland. So that shows that people did come over here from Ireland, and they did come here to work. Because it was work here. So, you know, this is living proof of the fact that somebody came here from over there and worked.
Oh, they came here, but to try to trace them back to just who.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. But I think they all came here on account of the ore industry in England was getting on the rocks, I think. I read some part of that somewhere, that they moved out, and then a Frenchman come over here, and Jakes?
Well, he didn't have anything to do with this furnace.
He didn't have nothing to do with this furnace. He had to do over the mountain.
Yeah, over the mountain.
Smithburg, around Indian Springs. There's where his furnace
was. Yeah, that's right.
Owned that over
he
there.
Didn't have anything to do with this one.
No.
But it
shows that they came from over there because the iron industry was growing in America.
Right. And the potato famine chased a lot of them out of Ireland, too. The potato famine chased a lot of people out of Ireland. A lot of people left Ireland at the time. When the potato crop rotted in the ground, of course, they had nothing to eat. They were starving. So they had to get out. The ones who came from Ireland, that was a big factor, was famine. But the Wilhide, your mother was a Wilhide, right? Where did
they came from? Germany.
They lived right in this area too, right?
Woodsboro.
Well, they probably came. Most of the Germans who came were farmers, or people that had to do with
around that neighborhood over there. They wasn't right in the town, but there was four of them brothers come over. And I know my mother told me when she used to, she used to work for the Wasey family.
In the big house.
In the big house. And said the old man Wasey came down the steps one morning and with a candle, holding a candle over his head. Said, well, I guess if we find out everything that we won't have her made very long. There was $90 million left in Germany for them four brothers, if they could trace them. But they traced three of them and never could find a fourth one. So Germany fought the war off them 90 million. And there was only 91 descendants at that time that they found.
Well, wouldn't it go to anybody, any of the descendants? Did they have to find the four brothers?
They had to find the four brothers. I told Mom, she was telling me about it. I said, well, why didn't you get down there to Washington? There are a bunch of crooks down there. I said, if you'd give them $100,000 or $200,000 out of it,
they didn't use their head, did they?
Well, I said he, the ambassador over there, would have been glad to transcript it. They had it, see.
Wonder where it came from over there.
Their family. Their father and mother left it to the four brothers.
If they were all together, or all over.
They could trace all four of them. They found them. The one,
three of them.
The one went south, and that's the one they couldn't find. They knew he went south, but these other three was struck north and there and around through the west. They found all of them and run them right down. And they had all three of them done, but they didn't have the fourth.
For heaven's sake.
I was wondering if one of them didn't know something. I guess they didn't know.
Well, they would have. In them days, the communications wasn't too close.
Well, I know.
That's right.
They came over there. But as far as our side's concerned, well, Carolyn Fairley gave me that tree, family tree book, wasn't it? Yeah, for our wedding. And I tried to get to it. Well, we've been trying on hers. Can't get nothing on her. Bunch of deadheads.
Well, the Rices, what, were from Mountaindale.
Mountaindale was Rice.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Oh, boy.
That was Rice, Rice Village, huh? Yeah.
Of course, there are not too many of them down there now anymore. You know.
Yeah.
They stuck with other families and things.
Well, I don't guess anybody already lived over here at the time the firm was started.
No. No, it was all open.
1700.
Yeah. It was all open country. It was really wilderness is what it was. But the people from Mountaindale, they didn't work down here. What did they do for a living? Logging or what?
There were sawmills and the farms, things like that.
Did any of them work at getting charcoal out of the mountain or anything? Did you ever hear of any of them for the furnace?
Talking the other day about how the sawmills, Keith Rice down there, and
a
lot of the men worked there, and of course then
they
worked
where,
on farms.
Well, and they worked in a groove.
Huh?
Groove. Mm-hmm. Lime stone place in there. They'd walk in and walk out.
Did they ever talk? Yeah, I know.
Count families on one hand almost.
Yeah. Did they ever talk about where they went to church other than Harriet Chapel?
Well, I tried to run that down. They claimed there was a down at Lewistown, the Methodist church. That he would raise his old buggy and ride around over a circuit. Now, whether he came up here or not, but there's never no record of anything. You see, there was no Harriet Chapel here before it was built for John Bryan.
Okay? Yeah.
He built that. So where they really, maybe they didn't go to church, just had this man riding his horse and coming up from down there. I did get some of that from Man in Green, and I tried to get from Albert Powell, but they don't know anything. They got records back so far, but as far as the church up here, they didn't know nothing about it. But even before they had a church down there, they claimed there were people that claimed to be preachers rode around.
Circuit rider line.
Circuit rider.
When was this church over here built?
Get the plate there and find out.
There used to be a colored church down there.
My mother remembers when it was being built because they used the whole service of setting up there on the joist with no floor in it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Then Joe Baker, he's the one.
1877. That's when Kunkel had the furnace in 1877.
Something's over here, Betty. I used to hear Pop talk about the young people of the one down to Lewistown. Do you know where it was?
the colored church? I don't, but it was there at Boystown someplace.
Were there colored families around here then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where were they?
Down here. Mm. Still a colored family down there.
Oh, the what, at Mountaindale? Or?
No, down here at Boystown.
Where is that?
But the Mountaindale boys, see, that's close there to
Louisville. Yeah, I know it is.
And they used to have, they called them big meetings.
Yeah. And there were colored families in Lewistown then. Well, that's interesting.
Bowie, old man Bowie.
Bowie, he lived down
he was
along
one,
the
he lived
highway.
Down there at the old, well, where Franklin Swinney
Don't
lives now. His little old
yeah.
house church for there. He tore it down and built that other.
Yeah, they were calling people around.
And then, what's these people's name?
I'm just trying to think.
He worked for Grimes, Steely
yeah.
Grimes down there at the filling station,
yeah.
that colored.
Can't think of it now.
They still live down there, Georgetown. Where Powell Road crosses and comes
yeah.
into the crosses, 15 comes in.
Yeah.
Well, that first lane to your left goes back down there along the creek to their house.
Well, what's Pat's last name?
Huh?
What's Pat's last name? Do you know?
Holiday.
Holiday, that's right. She married Holiday. I can't think of their
but
names.
But this other family was there long before Pat and them came out.
Well, that's a, that come from the same family, I think. It's a...
Didn't you know that?
Nope. See all the things. You see all the things that you find out. People think that they don't say things that really are important.
Thing, yeah.
And you put all of it together.
There was no... no colored family up around here that I knew of. The only colored person was old, we called her Black Hannah, who was
yeah.
a member of our
Well, family. She knew.
How she got here, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there must have been more than one family of colored people.
Yeah, there were blacks around here.
Because they wouldn't have had a church, and they called it the colored church.
And they wouldn't have had a cemetery down here where there were, a lot of them are buried. There were some of them were slaves. I found evidence of large slave holdings.
So
and,
they had their church down there at Lewistown. But Pop said the white
boys. Slaves. People had slaves.
Oh, yeah.
Went
yeah.
had big meetings. They'd all go, the white ones.
Of course, you don't know where they came from.
No.
Slaves. They could have been sold from any place.
Yeah.
No, but these families lived here. I can't think of... First lane to your left after you come across 15, Al Rue.
But this Pat, the Holiday, she's still a good friend
oh,
of
she's
the Evs and Newt's, my sisters,
mm-hmm.
the Greens. They live right across from them. They,
let's see.
Anna used to say, tell us that when they had anything going on, you know, the church special or anything, Pat and her mother, they didn't want to mix. And he used to tell him, said, you come on here, you've been here in the community
yeah.
for so long, and they're respected and good people.
Yeah.
So it was through them that they got them going to their school and church and all, and taking part in the community affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still good friends of Ev, since she's married in the Green family.
No, the yeah. Stigleys, let's see, I guess. Stigleys and the Sweeneys and the Millers and Martin and
well now Mary Martin, who of course was a Miller, says that her parents lived in the old slave quarter down here on Featherbed Lane.
Who?
Mary Martin.
Back
here, Guy's Mary.
Guy's Mary. Okay, her mother and father lived on Featherbed Lane, right? Lived where her brother lives now. Her brother lives there now.
Yeah.
What's his name? Oh, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. But anyway, and that's
Liber.
The old library. That's the old slave quarter.
Your
you,
what?
Slave quarter. Did you know that?
Well, it looked like it when it was built.
Well, that's what it was. So Mary said...
They've changed that a whole lot.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, years ago.
deputy went up over, across the railroad and went over a little track and dropped down a little hill. There's where, now I can't even think of
it. But that was so funny looking over there years ago when I first come up here with all these hills, you know, and holes, and they had holes had water in, and every one of these little knolls almost had a house sitting on the top.
Yep, old Skip Miller. Skip Miller lived there. That was her daddy. We called him Skip. He lived there ever since I knew him till he died. And then Liber took it over.
Were those holes, what were they up where 15 is now?
Mm-hmm. All over there, you know.
Yeah, where they had dug out ore. And a lot of people lived up there on those banks.
They lived all back there, didn't they, Bill? There was how many houses back all around back
there? Katie Carty lived back there.
Gee,
Bob Shuff lived back there. Carl Stackhouse lived back there. There was three up over the big bank, what started to sink in the roof. They were up over there. I carried many a package up over there for Bill Kelly. Well, he had a narrow path to walk up.
I wouldn't have went out at night if I lived back there and fell in the whole shore.
Is that right?
And
of course they all...
Some of them were deep and some of them had water in.
Yeah, they would fill up with water, of course. What did they do, I mean, other than just work and go home and eat and sleep? Did they have any kind of community? Was there any kind of community, anything going on in the community other than the church services? Suppers or?
Used to go to each other's houses, play cards. Boy,
I never heard of nothing until I get up and big enough to
go down.
To go to things, then we had some little Christmas parties over at the church. But our real Christmas treat was down at Auburn.
Yeah.
Mr. Weeze would take us down there, treat us.
You remember, was it her mother? Do you remember her mother and Miss Louise's mother and father? You don't remember them. You remember the doctor?
Who?
The doctor. Dr. McPherson. Clem's grandfather. Clem's great-grandfather.
Yeah, that's going back.
Yeah.
I've heard of them and all like that. And they was around, but I never got down around where they was at.
Clint Miller remembers him.
He does.
Well, now, you see, Clint.
He was down there further.
He was there.
Yeah, he was a kid. And he remembers him one time he was doing something there. And the old man was hiding behind a tree and chased him away. You know how kids are running around.
Well, my sister's husband, Willie Carty, Jack Carty they called him, and Lloyd Reed, they used to get out and steal their apples.
That's Jesse's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd run them out then.
Well, then.
That was Miss Mamie McGill, though. Often talked about there. Just get out and gather up the apples, just like a kid would.
Do you remember that lake that was there in front of the house?
I know where it was at, and it was partly dry when I seen it the first time.
They've got a picture of it down at Clem's. And I'm going to get a picture and make a copy of it, of the house with the lake in front of it. It's a big lake. I almost fell off my chair.
House.
No, the big house. In the background and this big lake in front of it. You would never think it now.
Well, they had boats on and off.
Yeah. It's got boat on it with Miss Louise and...
My mother rode on them.
Yeah. Really.
It's a shame how things go.
It really is.
That stone wall there where they was digging.
Yeah.
That stone wall.
Yeah.
That was part of it. I think that was a part of the spillway. Come down there and went down the race, they called.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
Well, where did the water come from that was in it? The creek?
Mm-hmm. There's a spring up in there, isn't there?
Come from them two big banks. The big ore banks was running over all the time and run from the big bank to the little bank. They had a bridge to go across to Bob Shuff's house. And then from there, the race went on down.
Oh. I know there used to be so much more water around.
Oh, yeah.
In our young days. My mercy.
Yeah, well, all those holes, of course, would have been full of water, and whenever you dig in the ground like that, you're bound to dig dig in the springs.
The locust pond was up there.
Down.
The what?
The locust pond.
What's that?
15 took it away.
What's the locust pond?
Well, that was the pond where the water was in that they supplied water to come down to the furnace. The big valves up there get. At the furnace top. See, that come across the Catoctin Hollow Road.
Yeah, it's up above, yeah.
I think they dug the pipe out, but they left a big valve on this side of it, still there with the stem on. Yeah, that come down to run the, I don't know what it run, somebody said a water wheel.
There's still some kind of halfway marshy places and springs and stuff up in there.
Well, you know, the whole furnace over there, not been so long ago, all got their water from a spring.
Oh, yeah. That house where Jerry lives, that water came to that until about 2 years ago,
when
he drilled a well.
There was apple trees and all up there along the Catoctin Hollow Road. There was houses all along there.
Gosh, you'd never think it now, would you?
Well, and you can't even find them now.
Oh, good many houses around.
Old Bill Green lived over there. The stone fences was there and everything.
Well, up in there back of Clem's, it must have all been cleared off and everything. And you can't tell that now. It looks like a real jungle right down to the door almost. There were a couple of good-sized ore pits back in there.
Yeah. The old Silver Shaft field where Bill Runner lives in, had holes in. You had to watch if you was walking around at night or anything. If you didn't know where them places was at, you'd fall in one of them.
Sure would.
There's a ladder and all in some of them over there.
I wouldn't have lived up there, any of them.
Well, they're up in the mountain. All them ore where they dug for ore. But you can't find them now. Charcoal pits where they burnt the charcoal.
Yeah.
I doubt if you could find one of them now.
Yeah.
Covered up with grub oaks and bushes and logs and everything else.
Yeah.
We used to go up there and they were as level as could be where they had them. Big. There wasn't no little places. I can't find them.
Bill, do you remember the little house that sat down there? Was it below where Helen Carty used to live? A little house, just a little bit of a thing, where Mary Hippensteel used to live. Do you remember her?
Yes. Bent crooked?
Oh, she was crooked. Lord, she was almost down to the ground.
He had to break her back to put her in a cast.
She lived there.
What did she do?
Well, she's just an old woman.
She was just an old lady when I come up here.
I bet she could remember a lot.
Well, she's gone.
Yeah, really. That's the trouble, you see. Nobody bothered to...
Yeah.
Nobody ever bothers to ask people or anything.
I used to wonder how on earth she got along. But she was, that was the worst bent person I've ever seen.
You take poor old Ann Matty. He was another one. He lived right above that place there. About where Charles Miller built his house.
Yeah, his house was going that used to sit right over here, you know.
Yeah.
Where he ever come from, nobody knows. Of course,
but that little house she lived
furniture in,
furniture's
gone
really
then.
I don't know, it was over two rooms. Probably just two rooms. Just a little thing.
But then when the furnace, at last when the furnaces are running, the Mom said you get the prettiest fireworks you ever seen when they poured the ore out there on the sandbanks up there at the old casting house. Of course, that was in the 1900s then.
You want a cup of coffee?
Yeah, I'll drink a cup of coffee. Just black.
You drink the instant? I assume
that's fine. Instant's fine. I'll drink anything.
But just as you say, years ago, they didn't bother about anything.
Yeah.
And to trace a family back, I started to. Mom wanted me to do it before she died. And I started, and she was mentioning all these people. I said, now, wait a minute. I said, I'm not going to fool with this. I quit. I had around about 70 people that she told me about. Well, there was some up in Schenectady, New York, worked for General Electric Company. There's some in Philadelphia and all. What drove you nuts?
You think they're all descended from those brothers that came?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all hooked on the Sweeney side.
Yeah.
That book goes back 16 generations.
No. Are you, you're related to the Fraleys? The Fraleys have been here for a long time. They were landowners in this area pretty early. I found, you know, sign of Fraleys that owned land. So they were...
Well, the Millers owned a lot of land.
Yeah.
See, this place here was bought off of old man Miller that bought this whole tract from this county road to here, clear down and over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had these two sons that he sold these parts off to. This one and that there. And then he gave the church a piece of ground.
Well, your mother just stayed home and raised the children until your father was killed, right? And then she had to go to work.
No, she didn't work after that.
Oh,
very little. Though she worked a little for Miss Damoth.
But when did she work over for Wayshe's?
Oh, that was when she was a single girl.
Oh, before she was married, I see.
Yeah, that was way back.
I bet she could really tell some things about that house.
Yeah, she knew that house from A to Z.
Did she ever work for anybody there other than the Wayshe's?
No, I never heard her say anything about anybody.
Because Wayshe went to work for Kunkel. When Kunkel had the furnace. When was your mother married?
About 84, I think. I got her marriage certificate upstairs somewhere.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. That's about when the way she probably went in there. Yeah.
I would like to know more about it myself. I started a book up here. Jimmy's girlfriend that he's going with now, well, they just associate together. She was out here yesterday. And she gave me what they call a nothing book. She told me to write my life in it. It's a blank book.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to write that up.
Yeah, well, you're also keeping records of things about the church, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't much to keep now anymore.
Well, someday, Bill, we're going to have a place down there where maybe, you know, I'll bet there are a lot of people, like Clem Gardner, there's stuff down at his house, and a lot of people have stuff in their houses. If we could get it all gathered together and put it in a safe place, I think that would be great. If, you know, people get older and they want to make sure that it doesn't get thrown out after they're dead and all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Like Willie Stately, I think, has all the bulletins that Father Schwinn ever put out. And boy, they'd tell a tale, wouldn't they?
He did. He kept them. I started to keep them for a while. But
they were good bulletins. I mean, you know, there's a complete history of everything that went on for those 13 years.
But now, there are no communications.
No, there's not much in those bulletins.
Yeah, you better shut.
Because I'm...
Sit down there.
Where was the first furnace?
It said that the first furnace was 1 1/8 mile south east of the present furnace.
I know. I've seen that. I saw that it said 3/4 of a mile down, further down the creek. Where would that put it?
Hessen Bridge.
Well, I don't know. Is there any evidence of one down there?
Yes.
What was down there in front of those gateposts of the gardeners?
Oh, that was the driveway.
No, there was something there. When they were digging, they found something.
Yeah, they found a building, part of the old forge.
Who had the forge?
Huh?
Who had the forge? The forge is awfully old. That was there a long, long time ago.
Forge was there. They made iron. They made things from the iron up here at the furnace. So the furnace had to be here.
You think the furnace was up there and they carried the iron down there and forged it?
Made stoves?
Yeah.
Skillets?
Yeah.
So.
But they didn't make them up here? They
no,
took them
they
down?
Didn't make nothing up here but pig iron.
They took them down there to that, that was the forge for it down there.
That was the old forge work, and the paint shop was in between them.
Where was the paint shop?
Right behind Kim Miller's house.
Yeah, but that was
well,
later.
I guess it would be more right behind the house that the state bought, the old George Baker's place.
Yeah.
Well, that old chimney was just tore down not too long ago.
Yeah, he told me about that. Clint Miller told me about that, but that was later, wasn't it? That was later, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little later.
But that forge was there a long time ago.
Oh, yes, the forge was there.
Because they were making stoves there in about 1815.
When did your furnace start?
17... But that was when the first Johnson furnace, but whether or not... Maybe somebody else had one there. How did the Johnsons know there was iron ore here? Maybe somebody else had a little furnace somewhere before.
Well, that's where I think the first one down here tied in.
You think somebody had some kind of a little operation down there?
They had an operation. Well, they built the big chest for the mono. What was it?
The mono.
The steamboat.
Yeah, Rumsey's steamboat. Yeah. But they probably built them up here, because that was later.
Ross Stoll's got two of them.
Yeah. But
well,
that
he's got one, and the other one is a cornerstone for the election district.
Yeah.
Sitting down at the bridge.
But they were probably built up here, because that was much later. That was after 1800, around 1800.
They said they moved it up here on account of being closer to the mountain and more water up here. They could dam up more water.
You'd think if it had been down there that you'd find at least a stone wall or something.
I think you can. Me and Ross are going to do some digging directly. We're going to start this summer, but we should drive. What we beat you to death of trying to dig out. But there are evidence of it, because he's found a lot of stuff down there.
Just some kind of, somebody had a small operation. I wonder who owned that land down there then.
He even told me that.
Well, I guess I'll have to go talk to him. That's one more. I'll never get done.
Oh, Ross is good.
Yeah.
Yes, Ross is good on that. I'll give him that.
Was he from around here? He came over here from Washington County, didn't he?
I don't know where he comes from.
But he's not from around here, is he?
Oh, the stalls. There are a lot of stalls around.
Somebody told me he came from Washington County.
Well, maybe he did.
I don't know. Well, I can find out.
He knows right smart about the furnace. He has a lot of artifacts, too. You couldn't get one out of him, though I tried.
No, well, you know, the only thing I want to do is gather together, as I say, the information, and I'll need a few pictures, of course. I'm going to have to use a few pictures. But other than that, I'm not looking for artifacts. I'm going to copy some letters.
That you have any
oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't asked. I have a few. I haven't asked him for them yet. Joanne Miller told me that anything I got, she could take up to Moore's and make copies of
oh, yeah.
And bring it back immediately, you know, so that you don't have to take it some, like,